This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And I want to talk to you today about your God and your life. There's a passage in the Psalms I know is familiar to every one of you who's ever read the Bible or has ever listened to anyone preach it. Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It is no doubt the case that you know, perhaps even it's the case with you, but I'm sure that you know people who live their lives in fear, worry, and unhappiness. I'm sure that you know many people who have gone to pieces. They have simply lost control of their emotional lives. I know that you know people who have been overwhelmed by circumstances. And as I suggested, it might even be that you yourself today are feeling that life is really pressing in upon you, that your problems are coming to be more than you can handle, that instead of being happy and full of joy and pleasure, you're living your life in anxiety and worry and unhappiness. I wonder then, will you not ask yourself the question, what about the God that you serve? I want to suggest to you that every man has a God. It may be that you're saying to yourself, well, I don't believe in God. I simply don't have a God at all. But in counter to that, I want to suggest that there is something which takes precedence over everything else in your life. You may say you do not believe in God, but there is something nevertheless which is most important to you. There is something for which you strive most of all. There is something which is the basis for the decisions that you make over everything else. Now, this God may be success, however you may interpret it. It may be material wealth. It may be that you're simply striving. You're putting everything you have into making money. It may be that it's power, that you want to be the boss on the job. You want to be the superintendent, or you want to be the president, or so forth. Or it may be that you simply have centered on yourself, that you're extremely self-centered. But there is something in your life that takes precedence over everything else, the thing that you use to make your decisions. Now, I want to suggest that each person is only as strong as that which is first in his life. Just as no chain can be stronger than its weakest link, no man can be stronger than that which he places to be first in his life. Jesus Christ said, I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And he further said, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Now, as we think about these matters today, let's ask ourselves the question, what would Christ have us to do? He would have us to realize that God is infinite. That is, he is without limit in power. God can do anything that's subject to power. He is infinite in knowledge. He knows the past, the present, and the future. He is infinite in goodness. God loves every person without reservation. Of course, we must obey him in order to be the proper recipient of that love, but God loves us even if we're involved in deep and degrading sin. He would have us to realize that God is infinite in his providential power. God is able to make things work together for good for us in this life. Next, he would have us to realize that we can trust him. My friends, God does not lie. Hebrews 6:18 says it's impossible for God to lie. And when the Bible promises us that God will bring us certain blessings upon the conditions that we meet, then we can be certain that it shall be so. We can trust in the truth of 1 Samuel 15:29 that God is not a man that he should repent or lie. God would have us to realize that we can be happy now. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, rejoice again, I say unto thee, rejoice. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let God be first in your life.